Shabbos Perek Yud Dalad Mishnah Dalad 14:4. More on the topic of Rufu on Shabbos, medical practices. So here, really following the same thoughts as before, we have a choshesh b'shinav. A person's teeth are hurting him, and the truth is we're talking here about not teeth proper, but really the gums, which are, let's say, are inflamed or is an abscess. So the way they would treat that is with vinegar. The problem is to sort of rinse the vinegar and spit it out. Clearly what you're doing is not eating, you're doing some medical practice. And if we're talking about a minor ailment, just your gums or teeth hurt, we're not talking about a severe toothache that puts you in, you know, in bed. So we said that's forbidden to do because it's clear you're doing it for medical purposes. So that's what the Mishnah says here, choshesh b'shinav, if your teeth are hurting you, again, for the gums, because actually there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, kachometz l'shinayim. The pasuk in Mishlei says how bad vinegar is for your teeth. But for the gums, it is like an astringent and helpful. So it says, achoshesh b'shinav, if your teeth are hurting you, lo yigma behen esachomet, you can't rinse and like spit out with the vinegar. Aval metabel hu kadarko, you could, as they did in the time of the Mishnah, take your bread, dip it in vinegar, which is how they ate their bread, and then eat the bread. V'im nisrape nisrape, and if that has a medical benefit to you and your teeth stop hurting, so then that's just fine. The idea being that what you're doing is an act of eating. It's not evident to anybody outside of you yourself that you're looking for a medical benefit, and therefore it's no problem at all. If it works, it works. Again, this will be dependent upon what's normal in their day and age. Probably it would be okay for our time too, but I'm not sure how common it is for people to dip in vinegar. I'm not sure how common it is for people to use vinegar to solve teeth problems either. So, in any case, hachoshesh b'masnav, if a person's loins are hurting him, we're talking about, like, let's say, the area below the belly button, like in the belly, a lower belly ache or something like that. Could be thighs also. So, lo yasuch yain v'chometz, you can't anoint that wound or sore or painful area with yain is wine and chometz is vinegar, because that's just not normal. There's no reason why a person normally would apply wine to his skin or vinegar to his skin. And therefore, it's clear you're doing it for medical purposes, and therefore it's forbidden. Aval sachu es hashemen, but you could apply regular oil onto your skin, because it's normal in time of the Mishnah anyways, for people to apply oil to their skin. It's like an emollient, it's like a softener to make their hands feel better, etc. Since it was normal to cover your body in oil, so doing it here too is totally permitted, even though you're looking for medical benefits. I think kind of like the idea of something equivalent of, let's say, rinsing with Listerine. Let's say you have a sore throat. So I think people do gargle with Listerine, not for medical purposes. So that would be the case here. Kind of the same kind of thing. What you're doing is not evident for medical purposes, but if you get a medical benefit, so that's fine. So even so, you can use regular oil, because that was normal in the time of the Mishnah. I'm not sure it would be true today, because today people do not cover themselves in oil. And the Mishnah itself says, velo shemen vered, and you may not use rose oil. This is oil that was sort of steeped or cooked with roses inside to make it smell very nice and fragrant. The problem is rose oil is very expensive, and normal people would not anoint themselves with rose oil. And therefore, it's clear you're only doing it for the medical benefits, since this is not a normal way to anoint yourself, and therefore it's forbidden. Bnei malachim, however, if you're literally children of kings, you know, princes, means their aristocracy, the very wealthy people, so it would be normal in their society to use rose oil to anoint yourself, even if you weren't sick, and therefore they, sachen shemen vered al makosein, they may indeed apply shemen vered, the rose oil, to their wounds and sores and sore skin and sore stomachs, whatever it is, all no problem. Sheken darkam lesuch b'chol, because that's what they do every day of the week, even if they're not in pain or suffering. So that's okay, but it would apply only where it's normal, and therefore in the context of our Mishnah, we're talking about rich people, yes, poor people not, because not normal for them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim hem. Rabbi Shimon says, all Jews can be considered like princes, aristocracy, as we are the children of one who said, b'nei b'chor Yisrael. Hashem called us his firstborn, and we're his children. So we're b'nei malachim, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, we can be treated as if we are aristocracy, royalty, and we can also use the rose oil to apply to ourselves. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Let me clarify that. It is true, and the Chum agree, that Jews can be considered like B'nai Malachim. The famous Mishnah in Brachos, Rabbi Yeshua said that we should be able to say Kriya Shema to the third hour of the day because the Pasuk says Uvukumech when you get up. And although working people get up by sunrise, but rich kids, B'nai Malachim, don't get up till the third hour. And indeed, that's the halacha. Jews can treat themselves like bnei malachim and not say kriyashma until the third hour. But here, in our Mishnah, the whole point, the Chacham would say, is you're doing something which is not normal for you, and therefore it's evident to anybody that you're doing it for medical treatment. So even though it's true that Jews can be considered like bnei malachim, those poor Jews who aren't literally bnei malachim are not anointing with fancy oil, and therefore they would be forbidden to use fancy oil on Shabbos for the sake of refuah, because it would be nikar, evident to all that they're doing it just for the sake of refuah, which is forbidden. So halacha therefore is not like Rabbi Shimon.